Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Plants and Cats. I am your host, Erica Broom. And today's topic is suck it in. What the hell does that even mean? We're going to get to that in just a minute. But first, I wanted to give everybody a life update. That's going to be the top of the show, I guess, for now. If you don't like this part of the updates, then or this part of the show, life updates of me, then I guess skip ahead. This part of the episode isn't for you, I guess. But if you're interested to hear what's been going on in my life, life has been crazy. It's been feeling a little crazy. It's been feeling like a lot. As you all know, Sean has moved to Kamloops. He's moved to BC ahead of me. And I have just been back here in Regina, just packing stuff up. It's been feeling a little bit chaotic lately. August is turning out to be my busiest year or busiest month for this entire year. And things are filling up fast. So feeling a little bit stressed about the move, if I'm being honest. This is the biggest move I have ever done in my entire life. I think last week I talked a little bit about that and how I've moved away from Regina before, but it was always with the intention of coming back. So this time it's for real. And I'm feeling a little bit freaked out about it. The closer that I'm getting to my move, the more I'm kind of just like, I feel like I'm inwardly freaking out a little bit about it. But I have this like weird sort of like sense of calm that is like settled over my life, over my everyday kind of feeling. And it's been weird. Like, I know that I should feel a lot more anxious than I have been, but I don't know. It's just this weird, odd sense of calm. And I'm sure that, like, once August 1st rolls around, in a couple of days, like next week or whenever it is, Sunday, I think it's August 1st, Monday next week, whatever it is, a week from now, I think. And I'm sure once, like, the calendar rolls over to August, that it's going to feel different and it's going to feel a lot closer. And I'm probably going to start freaking out a little more. But for right now, I'm just feeling really calm about it, in a way. But I'm also feeling a little bit freaked out because I'm, like, having to start my whole entire business over from scratch, it feels like. Thankfully, I have some things in place that I think are going to really help us kind of get started, get my photography business restarted once we're out in the mountains. I have plans for my river sessions. I am so excited for those. I think I've mentioned it before on one of my other episodes, but the place that we're moving into is going to be a 15-minute walk from the Kootenai River. And I'm over the moon excited about shooting in the river, outdoor sessions, taking my sessions outdoors, my empowerment sessions. It's just been something that I've been wanting to do since like 2019. In 2019, I went to this like summer camp for boudoir photographers, did a bunch of shoots outside, was photographed myself outside. And it just really, that summer really kind of propelled me into this direction that I'm heading right now. I don't think if I hadn't gone to that summer camp, I don't think that I would have taken the chance on this loft. I certainly don't think I would have taken this leap of faith and hoping that I could A, afford the rent on this place. Y'all, when I moved into this place, I wasn't even sure if I could pay the rent. It was about $600 more than what we were paying for our old place. I was like, I don't know. I don't know if we can do it. I don't know. And I agonized over it for like a while. I say a while, but like this happened really fast. Maybe for like a few hours, I like crunched some numbers and just was like, you know what? I don't know for sure if this is the right move. I don't know for sure if I'm about to screw everything up, but I'm just going to take this leap and I'm going to go for it. And so I've been sort of approaching this move in the same way. I've been approaching this move to BC, this relocation of not only my entire life, but also this business I've been building for the last 6 years. How many years I've been building this business? I've been a photographer for 15. Certainly haven't been building my business for that long. It feels like it. It feels like it's been that long. But yeah, just taking this leap of faith and just knowing that it's all going to work out. We'll see if I eat my words. I don't know. I don't want to let self-doubt creep into this on me, but you know, when you're making a big life change like this, it can get pretty scary. Aldous has finally started to come out of his shell a little bit. Aldous is Sean's cat. Well, he was Sean's cat before we got together and moved in and blended our little families. But he's finally started to come out from Sean's office a little bit. Just the other night, he was up on the couch with me while I was playing Legend of Zelda, and he was purring and needing the blanket, and it was very sweet. It made me very happy. And then yesterday morning, I think it was, he actually yelled at me for breakfast. So he hadn't been doing that. That's something he does to Sean all the time. And I was like, well, maybe Aldous just knows better. He knows that his mother does not wake up for breakfast time when he demands, but rather on her own time. But I guess I was wrong about that. He has decided that it is worth yelling at me in the morning. Just once so far. We'll see. It might become a habit with him. In that case, I'm going to start sleeping with earplugs again because I like my sleep. So, getting right into today's episode. On today's episode, I wanted to talk just a little bit about our culture's obsession with flat stomachs and how this has shifted our own behaviors in our bodies and why we need to stop sucking it in already. So, you might be something like me. When I was a kid, I was told a lot to suck in my stomach. And that has definitely translated into the way that I perceive and hold space for my own body in adulthood. So, my earliest memory with somebody telling me, an adult in my life telling me to suck in my stomach, was when I'm gonna guess, I was between probably 5 and 8 years old. I think that's about the time that I was in ballet class. I might have been for a little longer. I don't know. My childhood memories are very muddled. So I don't really have an exact timeline or anything, but sometime between 5 and let's say 10, I was told by my ballet teacher to suck in my stomach and to suck in my butt. And she would actually come along on the, we'd all be on the bar, you know, when you're doing your ballet postures and stuff, doing your leg kicks and you hold onto the bar. And she'd come along the line and just pat our butts and tell us to suck in your butt, clench your butt. You gotta have a tight butt if you're a ballerina, and suck in your stomach. You have to have a flat stomach if you're gonna be a ballerina. And I was the fat kid in my class. It was very early on in my life where I realized that I was different from everybody else around me because my little spandex bodysuit kind of clung to me a little bit tighter than a lot of my classmates. And that alone is such a blow to the self-esteem of a little kid when you realize, like, oh, I'm the fattest kid here. And I'm not saying fat as a bad thing. We are reclaiming the word fat. Fat is a descriptive word. It is not a bad word, right? So I realized that I was the fat kid in class and was told that in order to be a ballerina, which I wanted so badly as a kid, clearly it did not work out for me. I did not pursue that career, probably because of my body type. Maybe it's different now, but I know in the early 90s, ballerinas had to be very thin, very skinny, which is fine. Absolutely nothing wrong with that either. But when you're telling a little girl who's like 8 years old that she needs to suck in her stomach, that is going to cause some long-term effects on her self-esteem. And it did. It ended up that I just clenched my stomach for the rest of my life up until I was 34 and I realized, oh shit, I've been clenching my stomach this entire time and I need to stop. It is causing me problems. And it wasn't only my ballet teacher when I was a kid, it was also my own mother, my grandmother. They both did the same thing. And this isn't throwing any shade at either of them. You know, obviously we only pass along those things that we are taught, right? So clearly, my grandmother taught my mother, who then taught me that in order to be acceptable to look at, I needed to suck in my stomach and have a flat stomach, which is something that our society has just been completely obsessed with for far too long, which is why I wanted to talk about it today, because you might be like me and you might have no idea that you're even doing it most of the time. I have been sucking in my stomach since I was 8 years old, and it was so, and it had been so long since I've been doing that that I didn't even realize I was doing it. It had become subconscious. How effed is that? I was so terrified, even as a child, of being perceived as undesirable that I created a subconscious act in my own body in order to make my body more palatable for others. How messed up is that? An 8 year old. 8 years old. It starts early, folks. Talk to your kids about this stuff. Help them realize that they do not need to have a flat stomach. They don't have to do anything. They don't have to change their bodies in order to be palatable to others. It's so important. And once I realized that clenching my stomach had been become a subconscious habit, I started to consciously try to let go of the grip that I had on my abdomen all the time. And let me tell you, that is so freaking hard to do. I have been having a hell of a time with it. I will literally be standing in the kitchen cooking supper and I'll go, whoa, why am I holding in my stomach? Who am I doing this for? It's not for me. There's nobody home. Sean is in Kamloops. I'm not holding this stomach in for him. Also, he wouldn't give a shit. Sean doesn't care. Sean doesn't care about that stuff, and neither should I, right? So I've been trying to practice this act for months now. This has been a long, I'm going to guess 4 or 5 months at this point since I've made this discovery about myself. And even now, I still find myself doing it without even thinking about it. Like I said, when I was cooking supper, if I'm like wandering around my house, even if I'm just like sitting on the couch watching The Office or something like that, just relaxing, and I was clenching my stomach. So it kind of reminded me a little bit of one of my other favorite subjects, which is negative self-talk. So you don't realize that you are engaging in negative self-talk until one day you finally do, and then you realize how much you're actually doing it all of the time. And it's another thing, and it's just like self-talk in the way that it is something that you have to practice at in order to get better at. And breaking habits can be very hard. So if you catch yourself, if you're like me and you're realizing, maybe even by listening to this podcast right now, that you're like, oh my God, I'm clenching my stomach right this second, don't be too hard on yourself, because this has been a habit, probably, if you're anything like me, that you've been building over time and years and years and years, maybe your whole life, you've been conditioned to feel like you needed to have a flat stomach all the time. And that's okay. It's a hard habit to break. But just like self-talk, you have to work at it every day. And side note, if you wanted to work on that self-talk, just check out the self-talk workbook available in the Babes Club app, of course. If you haven't already, there was a challenge a couple of months ago in the self-talk group as well. If you wanted to participate in that, there is still the ability to do that. The posts are all still there.
Hey babe, are you tired of all the doom scrolling you've been doing on Facebook or Instagram? Do you follow a bunch of accounts that just make you feel shitty about yourself all of the time? Are you looking for a place where you can be yourself and be supported along your journey to empowerment? The Babes Club is a body positive social community for folks that identify as women. While new friendships often blossom inside our community, you'll also benefit from our library of resources created with self-empowerment in mind. It's free to join, so head over to your app store and search The Babes Club, or head to app.thebabes.club to create your account today. See you inside.
So what kind of effect does stomach gripping, which is what a lot of the experts on this subject apparently like to call it, stomach gripping, or sucking it in other words, what kind of effect does it really have on us? So according to a Washington Post article that I read recently, the pervasiveness of this habit can largely be attributed to a common approach to fitness that is overly focused on abdominal muscles. Plus, we have all of those pesky beauty standards that emphasize a flat stomach, which, let's be real, is not achievable or even attainable. Are those the same word? I think they are. But they're not achievable or attainable for most of us, and that is completely okay. It is okay to not have a flat stomach. If 10 years ago I heard myself saying that, I would barf probably. I'd be like, I don't know if you know what you're talking about. I'm 24 and I need to have a flat stomach or nobody's gonna like me, right? So over time, however, sucking in your stomach can actually have real physical and mental consequences the longer that you do it. And so if you're like me, you've been doing it your whole life and maybe didn't even realize the effect that it had been having on your body. So holding in your stomach all the time can have effects on your breath patterns. That is something that I have absolutely noticed. I kind of always attributed it to my own anxiety. I struggle with anxiety. Not so much anymore. Thankfully, I feel like I have a lot of tools that make it a lot more easy for me to manage. But I always attributed the fact that I have a hard time, not catching my breath, but like taking in a deep breath. I've always attributed that to my anxiety. However, through researching onto this topic, I realized like, oh, that's more likely mostly because I'm holding in my stomach all the time and it's causing my abdominals to clench, right? Because that's what you're doing when you're holding in your stomach. You're clenching your abs and that is not giving my lungs enough room to expand. So my breathing issues that I attributed to mental health issues, which let's be fair, maybe part of this has also contributed to my anxiety over the years, right? With my self-esteem and everything like that. But you don't even realize the effect that it can have on you until you actually stop and think about it and notice things about your own body. Another thing that it can affect is your pelvic floor. That's your bowels and your bladder. You can actually get incontinence issues if you are gripping or clenching your stomach in all the time. It can actually affect you in that way. Isn't that crazy? That's so crazy to me. I couldn't believe that when I read it. I was like, oh, I wonder how many, there are a lot of women over a certain age, I think, and maybe ones that, you know, have been pregnant. I think if you have had children, you can have issues with your pelvic floor and with your bladder control and everything. But I wonder how many women struggle with incontinence because they are gripping in their stomach and it's not because of other things. Obviously, I'm not a doctor. Take what I'm saying with a grain of salt. Who knows? This, what I'm saying is not based in science. It's just pure speculation on my part. But it really makes me wonder how many women actually have issues with incontinence because of gripping their stomach, because they have been conditioned to think that in order to be palatable, to be attractive, we need to have a flat stomach, which is fucked up. Let's just be real. It's fucked up. We're literally damaging our bodies in order to be more visually pleasing to people we might not even know, to strangers. And if you're changing your body in order to be more visually pleasing for a partner because you think that you need to change your body in order for them to find you more attractive, or especially if they have told you that you need to change your body in order for them to find you more attractive, that's bullshit. And you need to get out of there, babe. You need to leave. Leave that situation. Or just have a conversation, I guess. Have a nice conversation about boundaries and what isn't appropriate to comment on another person's body. It can also affect our posture. So you can get lower back and hip pain from sucking in or gripping your stomach all the time. I have troubles with my left hip. I had been attributing that to some other things in my life, but now that I'm reading this, now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm wondering, like, I wonder how much of these issues with my hip that I've been having have to do with me clenching my stomach for 34 years. I guess not 34. I didn't do it since I was born. 30 years, let's say. It can also have a huge effect on our self-esteem, obviously. If we're holding in our stomachs all the time, naturally, that's going to reflect poorly on the way that we see ourselves. If you're always sucking in your stomach when you look in the mirror, isn't that just another form of negative self-talk in a way? It's a big topic around here in the Babes Club, negative self-talk. Isn't holding in your stomach and looking in the mirror and saying, oh, I look hot when I'm holding in my stomach like this. Isn't that another form of negative self-talk? Think about that for a second. If you're telling yourself that the only way that you are visually pleasing is by holding in your stomach, that sounds like negative self-talk to me. I don't know about y'all, but it sure sounds like negative self-talk to me. So I also mentioned that holding in your stomach all the time can cause issues with your posture because, like I said, you can actually develop soreness in your lower back and hips from clenching those muscles all of the time. Obviously, hopefully, I don't know, obviously, hopefully once you kind of realize that you have been doing that, by stopping doing that, hopefully that will help the soreness you're feeling go away. Obviously, if it is not caused by you clenching your stomach, that's a whole different thing. But that could be contributing to some of the lower back pain and hip pain, if you have any. It could be a contributing factor. That's a hard word to say. So all of that being said, obviously, there is a time and a place to clench your ab muscles. For example, if you're working out, or if you're lifting something heavy, like a barbell, or in my case, a million moving boxes, then do it then. That is the time and the place to do it. And I'm sure there's other examples. Those are just the two that I thought of off the top of my head. But you don't need to, and you shouldn't, be doing it all of the time. It's the act of doing it all of the time that causes you the issues that I was just talking about. All of those things I just talked about. When you're clenching all of the time, that is how you come to those issues. If you're working out, lifting something heavy, obviously you want to clench your stomach because that is part of your core and that's going to help you lift things without hurting your back. But when you're doing it all the time, all you are doing is just causing yourself so many issues. And I really wanted to just bring it to everybody's attention. You know, this is something that I didn't even know until recently. I learned this year. I'm 34 and I learned that this year. So I just wanted to make sure to share it with people just in case you also didn't know about this and that you are also doing this and were wondering why you've been having issues with your self-esteem or your body. This might be contributing to it. So if you're realizing now that you have been doing this by listening to this podcast, you're probably wondering, what do you do? What do you do if you're like me and you notice you've been doing this your whole life? Your whole life you've been doing this, what do I do now? So the first step is to recognize, start paying attention to your body. And this can be hard. I have a hard time with embodiment myself. So paying attention to how my body is feeling is not something that I am very practiced at. I'm working at it. But you need to just learn to pay attention to your body and start to recognize when you are gripping your abs when you don't need to be. So, for example, you're standing in line at the grocery store. You probably don't need to be gripping your abs, right? Unless you're standing there holding a basket full of groceries and cursing at yourself that you probably should have gotten a cart, but instead you went and got the basket because you're like, I don't need that much stuff, but then you got like a bunch of stuff. Maybe grip them then if you're holding a big heavy basket, but just put the basket on the floor and let go of your abs. You don't need to be gripping them all the time. So to start retraining your muscles to not be so tense all the time, you can consciously try to relax and let your stomach out. But this sometimes can feel a lot easier said than done. So if you are having a hard time doing this, you can just get down onto all fours, onto the floor, so hands and knees or tabletop position in yoga if you're into that, and just let your belly relax, let those muscles go. Sometimes having gravity to help guide your belly down to the floor can help. So give that a shot if you are having some issues with letting go of that tightness in your abdomen. Another important step to this is, of course, self-acceptance. So obviously, I don't feel like I need to say this, but body image plays a huge, huge, huge part in our self-esteem. I think that's obvious to most people. Most of us feel a little self-conscious, self-conscious when we have the appearance of a flatter stomach, but the price of doing that is very high. If you missed what I just said, rewind this episode and I'll tell you why the price of that is very high. And the other thing is you have to keep doing it forever, right? Sucking in your stomach isn't going to give you a naturally flatter stomach over time. It's not going to tone your stomach. It's not going to make you have less of a belly. It's not going to help you at all, right? It's just going to give you the appearance of a flatter stomach. But the price of doing that, like I said, is high, and you have to keep doing it forever. You might feel a little bit less self-conscious in the short term, but how does the rest of your body actually feel? Do you feel more tense? You probably feel more tense. If you're gripping your stomach all the time, you're probably doing that because you feel like you need to make yourself smaller in a situation. Of course, if you're doing it unconsciously, you might just be doing it because you're doing it. But you'll probably also feel less joyful, right? It's going to show on your face. If you're constantly gripping your stomach in, your face and your eyes and your smile are really going to show that. And is it really worth it in the end? If your eyes and your smile aren't showing that self-confidence that you're trying to achieve by making your stomach flatter, is it worth it in the end? I don't think that it is. If you stop tensing your body, you'll feel so much better. And it will also help you feel so much better in the long term. Like I was saying earlier with my hip, I have such an issue with my left hip specifically. I've been working on it. I've been doing a lot of yoga and it's been helping. But I feel like the only reason one of the reasons I think why my hip is starting to let go and starting to relax and those muscles are starting to become less tense is because I have been consciously trying to let go of my stomach muscles, trying to consciously let go of the grip that I have on my abdomen. And I think that's been helping. Obviously, yoga and everything else I've been doing is helping too. It's all part of the big picture, right? But it's the small little pieces that really help over time. So what about you, babes? I would love to hear from you. Have you ever noticed that you've been gripping your abs in order to make yourself appear smaller? How has it made you actually feel in the long term? Has it helped you or has it harmed your self-esteem? Are you going to make more of a conscious effort to let it go already? Just let go of those stomach muscles. It is not worth it. It is not worth the damage to your body. It is not worth the damage to your self-esteem. And it is not worth all of the mean comments that we always say to ourselves about our bodies. And letting go of your abdomen, letting go of those clenched muscles is one of the key steps to self-acceptance, or at least coming to a place of body neutrality, which is the stepping stone in order to transition over into feeling more positive about our bodies.
This podcast is brought to you by The Babes Club, available on Apple and Android app stores or at app.thebabes.club. Creating an account is free, and you'll get access to our general chat and most live streams. Premium membership is only $2.49 Canadian monthly and includes access to replays from all of our live video content and special guests, access to our premium members chat, monthly virtual meetups, weekly Tarot Tuesdays, weekly witchy and spiritual articles, and access to all of our empowering content such as the self-talk workbook, sexy selfie guide, babe's guide to budgeting, and more. Your membership contribution goes directly back into helping us pay to host this space. Thank you so much for your support.
So at the end of every episode, I always pull a tarot card. So we're going to pull again today from the Mystical Cats Tarot deck. The Tales of the Mystical Cats Tarot deck is my favorite deck. I was saying last week how this is how I connect to Stormy. So we're going to pull a card directly from Storm, from her paw today. So I'm going to shuffle these cards just off the mic here. Ooh, there we go. All right. Consequences. Whoa. Oh my gosh. Let's talk about consequences. What the? Now, if that was a card that we needed to pull after this topic today, oh my gosh. All right. So this card is a kitten, a playful kitten. He has been playing with a ball of yarn and got it all tangled up with like twigs and leaves and tangled up on himself, and he's gotten himself into a real pickle. Consequences of our actions. Interesting card to pull after we were just talking about the consequences of holding in our stomachs all of the time, right? A simple ball of twine, one of our favorite toys. We love to chase it, unravel it, grab and shred it as it tumbles across the floor. But this cat has not been paying attention to where her wild play has taken her. Rolling the ball through brambles and rough terrain, ripping at its tangles, she has inevitably become entangled herself. There is a right way and a wrong way, even in play. It's all very well to lose yourself in a hunting fantasy, but you must never lose sight of the consequences of carelessness. Playfulness must be balanced with awareness. Look to your actions and assess what their long-term consequences might be. Well, I don't think I need to explain that line. Long-term consequences of gripping your stomach. Rewind this podcast to find out more. Are you making responsible and ethical choices? Are you paying attention to where you are headed? Be careful that you do not pick up unwanted entanglements that will complicate things and heed your progress. Be aware that the way things are begun influences their ultimate outcome. Consequences. If you continue sucking in your stomach, gripping your abs all the time, what are the long-term consequences going to be for you? And most importantly, are those long-term consequences actually worth it in the end? I'm going to leave you with that one. Think about that one. Until next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Plants and Cats. To support my show, please subscribe and leave me a 5-star review so more folks can find this awesome podcast. This podcast is brought to you, of course, by the Babes Club, an app to help you along your journey to find your inner badass babe. Head to your app store to download or head to our web community app.thebabes.club to sign up today. Listener mail can be sent to plantsandcatspod@gmail.com. Send me an email and I may read it on the show. See you next week, babe.